Now, next to Donegal, where a young father who abandoned his baby daughter at the side of a busy road to get revenge after the child's mother went on a night out has been jailed for 3 years. The man, who cannot be named to protect the victim's identity, then took pictures of the two-year-old child before sending them on to her mother and driving off just before 5 a.m. in August 2020. Our Northwest correspondent Eileen Magner has more on this really extraordinary case, Eileen.
Yeah, this case was heard at Letterkenny District Court and the sentencing was handed down yesterday, and Sergeant Frank McDade gave the details of the case. They were alerted to it by two men who were going home from a party, a night out in Letterkenny in August 2020 in the early hours of the morning. And as they walked along, they thought they heard a child crying. And then they came upon the little child wearing socks but no shoes, and she was holding a baby's bottle of milk and standing at the entrance to a construction site. Now, they initially thought maybe the child had accidentally wandered out of one of the houses in the area, and they started knocking on doors straight away. But she hadn't, and one person who they called to recognise the child, the Gardaí, were called, and they wrapped her up and took care of her. And then they later got a call from a woman who said she was the mother of the child and that she'd left her in the care of her father, a man in his 20s. The court was told the woman had gone out socialising and her ex-partner became jealous that she was out, and he phoned her at least 30 times. And at 4:30 in the morning, he threatened that he'd leave the child if she didn't tell him where she was. And he followed through on that. He took a picture of the child left alone on the side of the road and sent it to the child's mother and her sister, and then drove off. And this was actually captured on CCTV later. Now, he was arrested, interviewed a number of times. He admitted that he took the child out of bed, and he said his temper got the better of him. He agreed anything could have happened to the child, but he said he'd been on medication for depression, which he'd stopped taking. And his barrister, Fiona Crawford, said her client was rightfully ashamed of what he had done and that he had used the child as a pawn in a jealous relationship, and there was no excuse for it.
What did Judge John Almere have to say when passing sentence, Eileen?
Judge John Elmer said the child had been exposed to significant risk of death or injury. She'd been exposed to all kinds of danger by the man in a fairly premeditated fashion, he said. And he put the incident at the higher end of the scale for such offences. He said the fact the child was only left alone for 2 minutes was only fortuitous, as she'd been found by the two men returning from the party. Now, he noted the man was remorseful and had been very trusted before the incident, and that this incident was very much out of character for him. He'd no previous convictions for similar offences and just one previous for a simple drugs possession offence. The judge noted that the man was being treated for depression at the time but not taking his medication, and said he acted out of bad temper for purely selfish reasons. And given all the circumstances, the needs identified by the probation services, Judge Aylmer said he was sentencing him to 4 years but was suspending the last 12 months. He directed he abstain from alcohol and prescribed drugs and remain under the probation service for a year after his release. And also that the man, upon his release, to identify the names of any partners or their children with whom he forms a relationship within 12 months of being released from jail.
Eileen Magner at Letterkenny District Court, thank you very much for that.